This is the Soča River, undoubtedly one of the most beautiful sights in Slovenia. The emerald-coloured waters fast flowing here, the white water breaking over the rocks, and it makes it a magnet to kayakers and white water rafters. And at the moment, it's also the home to the Balkan Rivers Tour.
For the first time, we joined two really important parts in sort of defending rivers, science and direct action.
Brock Rojman used to be an Olympic rower. Now he organizes the Balkan Rivers Tour.
There's a bunch of kayakers from all over the world paddling a different section of Soča every day, talking to people, telling them that it's still in danger and that we don't really need that. And then at the same time, there's lectures given by professors from all over Europe, diving really deep into the problem and then provide alternatives and solutions that might be better than that.
Dams on tributaries are a particular concern. So-called mini hydro projects, which generate fewer than 10 megawatts of electricity. They might be small, but the environmental impact can be considerable. And as many as 3,000 such projects have been proposed for the region. Steve Weiss from Austria's Graz University says the consequences could be devastating.
This situation is rather a doomsday kind of scenario. Up to 3,000 dams being built on the Balkan Peninsula and some of the last free-flowing rivers of Europe. The repercussions are complex and very, very broad-ranging.
If you're building 3,000 dams on Balkan rivers, what does that mean for all the different species which live both in the river and around the river?
You're talking about 10 or 20 extinctions that would take place, and around 70 species or so that would become either highly endangered or they're not endangered now, they become endangered, they're endangered now, they become critically endangered, and those that are critically endangered would go extinct. So it's quite a number of species we're talking about.
But these free-flowing waters are coveted by dam developers and governments who view hydropower as the solution to their energy needs. Slovenia prides itself on its green credentials. It's the kind of place where electric car sharing is par for the course, and there's a passionate public debate over the environmental impact of a new factory. The government recently scrapped one proposed dam on environmental grounds, but the State Secretary for the Environment, Marko Mava, says hydro will still probably provide an increasing proportion of Slovenia's electricity.
Obviously, if we are transitioning to a low-carbon future, we have to take into account hydro, solar, wind. So at the moment, I still foresee hydro playing a part in Slovenia's energy balance.
How do you go forward with hydropower while taking into account those concerns?
It's about including all stakeholders, including the non-governmental organizations, at the right time of the planning process. And if you do that, you can find the right balance between building hydro dams while protecting the environment.
That argument doesn't convince these kayaking campaigners. They argue that any hydro project is bad news. Pippa Gallup works for the pressure group Bankwatch, and she has a prescription for extracting a different kind of value from the waterways.
Trying to raise that kind of understanding of the value of the rivers in terms of beauty, tourism, and also in terms of their biodiversity value. This outdoor sport community really taking an active interest in this topic is going to also help to develop some of the river regions which still haven't fulfilled really their sustainable tourist potential, to show that there really are alternatives and that people really can live from the rivers in a way that doesn't involve damming them.
No more dams!
But hydro will remain a seductive proposition for countries looking to fulfill their energy needs. And that means the paddling protesters will want to continue their Balkan Rivers tour. Guy Delaunay, DW, Soča Valley.